The GAA says it's frustrated and extremely disappointed at today's report of alleged breaches of COVID restrictions by members of the Dublin senior football squad. This morning, the Irish Independent published photographs and an account of what it says was a secret dawn training session yesterday at a pitch in North Dublin. In a statement, Croke Park pledged to pursue the allegations with the units in question at the earliest opportunity and to invoke any necessary disciplinary processes as appropriate. The training session allegedly took place the day after the GAA urged all county boards to commit to continued compliance with pandemic guidelines. Minister of State for Sport Jack Chambers has been giving me his reaction.
Well, look, I'm extremely disappointed and I think surprised at such a serious error of judgment. I think the protocols are clear. The GAA communicated those to every county in the last 48 hours that training could commence for inter-county teams on the 19th of April. I think it's important to say that the Dublin team and every team across the country has an important leadership role to everyone across society about following the public health advice. And I think there's great frustration out there now to see role models in Dublin GAA that they've undermined the rules as they've been set out. And I think what we've seen over the last 12 months, in fact, has been the opposite from so many of the players that appear to train, where they've shown a lot of commitment and dedication to playing their role in the response to COVID. So I think, you know, in the context of very difficult restrictions for the public and an ongoing lockdown, I think many people are very frustrated today. And I'm really concerned that the clear rules and guidelines have been breached. We want to see a phased reopening of society and also of sport. And the 19th of April was the clear message given from government and the GAA on when training could recommence. And it undermines the broad public health message, what we've seen in the last 48 hours.
Could it put that timescale in jeopardy?
Well, I don't believe so. I mean, I think what we need to see now, I welcome the statement from the GAA that they're going to pursue the allegations and they need to fully establish the facts and commence the necessary disciplinary processes. But I think what we need to ensure now is that no other county breaches the rules, that they follow and reinforce and also publicly advocate for the broad public health advice. And many of them are doing that on a regular basis. But there are 31 other counties. There's Camogie, there's Ladies Football, many teams that are complying with the rules, that are supporting the public health position. And we've been clear that the 19th of April is the commencement date for inter-county training. I think it's now up to the GAA to establish the facts, investigate it and follow through accordingly.
And if they do find that there have been breaches here, should there be disciplinary action? What would you like to see happen?
Well, I think once they've established the facts, they obviously need to set an example to their broader membership that this is unacceptable, that when rules are in place, there needs to be compliance. And we have broader frustration, as I said, across society around people not being able to attend funerals, people not being able to go outside the 5 kilometres, and a whole range of other areas of frustration, which I acknowledge. But I think, many of our inter-county players are really important role models. And as I've said, they've been very positive in promoting the public health message. So today undermines that. And I think what we need to see now is the GAA following through on their statement, which is very clear in acting on this at the earliest opportunity, and I welcome that.
There were two previous similar incidences involving Cork and Down footballers. Action was taken in those cases. But the GAA is also saying today that the overwhelming majority of counties and clubs have complied in an appropriate and responsible way with the restrictions that are currently in place. Do you accept that?
I absolutely do. If you look at the vast majority of GAA clubs and counties and members across the GAA and also broader society, there's been massive compliance by the public in adhering to the public health restrictions and adhering to the guidelines on sport and physical activity. And whilst it's frustrating for people, we've achieved a huge reduction in the number of cases by having broad compliance. And I agree that the vast majority have in the GA and across the broader sporting system supported and complied with the public health guidance and restrictions. And I welcome that. But I think when we see such a public breach, it's important now that the GA follow through and pursue the allegations as they've stated. And that's why I made the earlier point that it's important that they deal with this properly and follow through.
Minister of State for Sport Jack Chambers speaking to us earlier. Well, let's talk now to Alan Dillon, who's a Fine Gael TD for Mayo and a former All-Star winning footballer for the county. Deputy Dillon, thanks for taking our call. What did you make of what you read this morning and what we've seen subsequently of the response from Croke Park?
Yeah, good afternoon, Brian. The photographic evidence, Brian, in today's Irish Independent, a number of Dublin footballers and coach engaging in a training session was hugely disappointing. This training session in Malahide simply should not have happened. We all understand that organised training sessions cannot take place. It's against the national health guidelines and GAA rules, and it's particularly galling that this should take place mere days after a circular from the GAA made it clear that there should be no organised events or training taking place. I'm sure, as everyone else is, we are all eager to return to GAA pitches with our clubs and counties, but we can only do so in a safe manner. And blatant breaches of the rules such as this, you know, will inevitably add to the risk of delays in return to these sport.
The GAA says that it will pursue these allegations. What questions do you think it needs to be asking in relation to this alleged session?
Well, an investigation must take place, and I believe it's up to Desi Farrell and the Dublin management to make a statement in relation to the breach of public health guidelines. Also, Inish Falls GAA must also clarify why training was allowed to take place on their grounds. I think, you know, COVID numbers are still very high, and our frontline workers are made up of thousands of GAA members, so who are working in everyday hospitals, schools, on Gardaí, etc. So the GAA have an obligation under their code of guidance, and Croke Park need to investigate this thoroughly. You know, I'm calling on the new GAA president, Larry McCarthy, and Tom Ryan. I welcome their statement today, but they need to follow the necessary disciplinary process and investigation and ensure that these revelations in regards to members of the Dublin senior football team and squad are reviewed and investigated thoroughly.
You do, though, if I understand correctly, say that you have some sympathy for the players themselves, for the squad.
Absolutely. And I think, you know, we all understand the ultra competitive environment that exists within the Dublin panel. You know, in the GAA world, the Dublin senior football team are the most revered. You know, their achievements and the ultimately success that they've repeatedly done brings that type of environment. And, you know, is it possible that the Dublin players shown in the training photos were under pressure to attend these sessions by the Dublin management? And I think we need to clarify that. And also, I would warn against any knee-jerk reaction or indeed targeting of abuse for these players in question here. And we need a full investigation to establish what happened.
Very good. Fine Gael TD and former Mayo All-Star Alan Dillon, thank you for talking to us.